Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to North Korea today. It's his first trip there since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un committed to working toward denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
As she announced Secretary Pompeo's trip to Pyongyang, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders got a barrage of questions about reports that North Korea is expanding sites tied to its nuclear weapons program, and that U.S. intelligence officials don't think Kim Jong-un intends to relinquish his nuclear arsenal. Sanders said while she could neither confirm nor deny those reports, great progress continues to be made.
There's great momentum right now for positive change, and we're moving together for further negotiations.
Others are a bit less upbeat about this next round of talks.
Pompeo's going into Pyongyang with a very difficult task.
That's Abraham Denmark. He directs the Asia program at the Wilson Center. Denmark was a senior Pentagon official in the Obama administration, and he worries that with President Trump's suspension of a major military exercise with South Korea next month, North Korea's already gotten a lot and given up very little.
Kim Jong-un did not make any new commitments in Singapore. And so the Secretary of State is now forced to go into Pyongyang trying to secure something that the president was not able to. The real question is whether Kim Jong-un is genuinely interested in denuclearization.
Trump, for one, apparently thinks he is. Here's what the president said on Sunday when Fox News asked if he believes Kim Jong-un.
I made a deal with him. I shook hands with him. I really believe he means it.
The same day, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton insisted on CBS that the Trump administration harbors no illusions about North Korea.
There's not any starry-eyed feeling among the group doing this that we're well aware of what the North Koreans have done in the past.
Bolton essentially gave North Korea a year to get rid of its nuclear weapons.
If they have the strategic decision already made to do that, and they're cooperative, we can move very quickly.
Kim Jong-un has not yet made the strategic decision to give up nuclear weapons.
That's Kelsey Davenport. She directs nonproliferation policy at the Arms Control Association. Davenport says Kim Jong-un declared early this year that North Korea would shift from testing nuclear warheads to mass producing them.
That requires continued production of fissile material. So continued activities there demonstrates that North Korea is continuing to proceed towards this goal. And the United States has yet to tempt North Korea away from continuing to build up its nuclear weapons program.
The Wilson Center's Denmark says what North Korea really wants is to be recognized as a de facto nuclear state.
We have a potential situation where the United States thinks it's entering into denuclearization negotiations, whereas North Korea is trying to enter into arms control negotiations, in which their nuclear program, their missile program, is limited, but still able to exist and even it's to some degree recognized by the United States, by the international community.
Still, at a Senate hearing last week, Secretary Pompeo insisted North Korea understands very well what the U.S. means by complete denuclearization. That prompted a question from Montana Republican Steve Daines.
Should North Korea not commit to a complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization process, would you commit to walking away from the negotiating table?
Yes, the president's made that very clear.
The same president who's tweeted that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.